Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Listen. You're going to hear an 8-year-old young man who he's talking to his mother, just happened to be talking to his mother and Nicole, and you know, he briefly mentions that God gave him this dream about a golden city. And she's like, why didn't you tell me, right?
Yeah.
And what does she say?
Well, you didn't ask me.
Yeah, you didn't ask me. It's like, eternity, God, heaven, golden streets, let me know, son, next time, right?
Like, help me out. Yeah,
you got to hear this. Now, understand, we just heard earlier before the break that, you know, this is what God's going to do. God's going to pour out a spirit. And so all different ages, everybody is going to be, God's going to be everywhere, moving in everything. And we're going to know. It's a sign and a wonder. But then when we come back after we, if you hear what Cooper and Nicole is, Nicole's just talking to his son. It's so beautiful to Nicole's talking to her son. I said his son. Thank you. He's the one keeps us straight around here. We just don't bring his stuff up anyway. So the
all right. But
no, seriously, it's just a sweet relationship, obviously, between Nicole and Cooper, and just hearing them. It's beautiful to hear as they're talking about God. You know what I'm saying? It's just beautiful.
Awesome.
You've got to hear this. So, and we're gonna verify with the Word of God again about what he's talking about. And as we go into the book of Revelation, look at this.
Okay, Cooper, you had a dream last night?
Yes, I had a dream about the golden city.
You have to understand, imagine him just waking up and she's talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
So you might hear it and go, oh, that's the best time to talk about your dream. Don't wait till you're wide awake, because then it's wide gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
she's talking to him. Okay, listen up.
Well, tell me about it. What did you dream?
I dreamed that there was golden cities. That there was a river and two trees mm-hmm. that grew fruit. That grew all kinds of fruit.
Different kinds of fruit on the one tree?
Mm-hmm.
And you said that there was a waterfall?
Mm-hmm. There was waterfall that the eye could see, so... And there's honey, and in the city, there it was gold. The houses were like townhouses.
And the city, the houses were made out of gold?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a city?
Yes.
And you said the last time you dreamed about the golden city, it wasn't finished?
But it's finished now.
In this dream you just had, it's mm-hmm. finished now? Can you tell me any more about what you saw?
A lot of people were in a hurry.
People were in a hurry? What were they doing?
Trying to get home.
They were getting home? What were you doing? Just watching?
And then I went further into the town.
You did? You went inside the city?
Uh-huh.
What did you see?
I saw God.
What did he look like?
He looked like, well, I couldn't really see him because the sun was so bright.
He was so bright?
Yeah, he was so bright.
Couldn't really see him? Did you see anything else while you were there?
Angels.
You saw angels?
And I had wings, too.
You had wings, too?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
That is so beautiful.
Oh my goodness.
As we're watching the fulfillment of what was prophesied by Joel and spoken of in the book of Acts. And I think about, you know, Jesus' words when he said this, because the last thing the Lord had shown him about heaven was it wasn't finished yet.
Mm-mm.
And as a matter of fact, Jesus says in John chapter 14, verse 14, he says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions, many rooms. Mm. If this wasn't so, I would have told you. Mm. I am going there to prepare a place for you." And so what Cooper is saying here, it appears from his experience, was it wasn't prepared last time. Mm-hmm. But now it's prepared.
They're ready.
He says, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you remember that as his bride, take you to be with me so that you may be there with me also. You know the way to that place where I'm going. Thomas, one of his disciples, said, Lord, we do not know where you're going, so how do we know the way to get there? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen me. That's why everything in this world, darkness, is trying to come against the access to the Father.
Yeah.
Because the gates of heaven's about to fly open and we're going to come in like the ark. And it's like, it's over, bro. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's over. And so he's describing the golden city. An 8-year-old is describing a golden city, golden streets. And then he comes into the city and God, he talks about, in the last stream, you can see this too. We need to make sure this is together on the torch. You can see all this at VFNtorch.com. VFNTV.com and click on the torch I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see a picture how he drew of heaven last time. Mm-hmm. And he talks about this river, the river that's there coming from in the city. And it has trees on both sides. But now it's a deeper dimension of heaven. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, John, can you write here, think about Revelation, almost the last book, in the last chapter in your Bible talks about exactly what Cooper saw last night. Listen up.
Yeah, this is chapter 22. Then the angel showed me the river of water of life as clear as crystal.
Think about it. So then God showed Cooper, you know? Mm-hmm. John's going, John, who wrote this book, yeah. And the angel showed me.
Mm-hmm.
And now Cooper's telling us, so then God showed me. Isn't it cool? It's like, it's oh my goodness.
It's wonderful. Awesome.
Go ahead.
So then the angel showed me the river of water of life as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb.
So that river that's there, and the one that Cooper saw and drew, he colored out the picture. So mm-hmm. we actually have a picture for you on the torch. You can see it.
That's awesome.
That flows from the throne of the creator of the universe, the center of all creation. Is that wild? That's awesome.
That's awesome.
He saw it. Okay.
Down the middle of the great street of the city, on each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month.
Think about this. He saw the trees on both sides. He saw the two trees, and each the tree bared all kinds of fruit. And here it's saying, the word's letting us know, 12 kinds of fruit, right?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
So he even saw the tree that bears this multi. I mean, think about how. I mean, he's not an agriculturalist. He's eight.
He's eight.
Do you know what I'm saying?
All right.
He's eight, and he's seeing the trees, the river, and the golden city, and he's saying they bear all kinds of fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay.
And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Mm-hmm. No longer will there be any curse.
Think about that. No, this is tough down here with all this junk and the stuff the devil's doing, and you're fighting continually, and people are getting sick, and your heart is breaking, and you pray for them, God heals them, and sometimes they don't get healed, and it's just like this, it's cursed, you know, when we reached up and grabbed that fruit in the garden from the tree, not of knowledge of good and evil, then the curse came, but through Jesus, the curse was broken, but we're going to be in an environment with all, no more sin, no more pain, no more sickness, no more curse, and Cooper's talking about it. Before this is finished, we're gonna hear again, because we're gonna let you hear Cooper's encounter with God again, but we won't let you know it's biblical. What he's seeing, God showed him the way he showed John, because when you're reading the Revelation, the book of Revelation, that is a man, John, who was in the Isle of Patmos, who was shown the very same thing then what Cooper was shown, and many others. But this one tells you what happened just last night, right?
Yeah.
Listen up. Okay.
No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads.
Think about it. So Nicole asked Cooper, "What did you?" He said, "So I came in. Oh yeah, I saw God, right? Oh, did you? What did he look like?" And of course, it was so beautiful because it was just the sun was so bright, it was just hard to see him. And then he said he was bright.
Yeah.
He goes from the sun, the natural, the brightness you would think as a kid, that's the sun. Obviously, it's the glory of God radiating
radiates. Yeah, like I said, obviously there's no sun in heaven because right. God is his right. glory, but the child doesn't know how to perceive that. So his logical mind, he's saying it had to be the sun in heaven, right?
What's so cool, it sounded like, though, he also said the sun, but then he ended with, well, his light.
All right. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. Isn't beautiful? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever.
Think about it. That's exactly what he was so bright. He was the light. Imagine, okay, you got the brightness of God in Jesus, and you have all this gold.
Mm-hmm.
He calls them like mm-hmm. townhouse-looking houses yeah. and this gold city and gold street. But imagine that, you know, pure gold and bright light,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the thing is that it's been described as this, and this is Don Piper, and you can also make this connect Don Piper to this post on the VFN Torch. You got to go to the Torch, VFNTV.com, click on the Torch, because Don has seen it too, and he said that it was so bright, but it didn't hurt your eyes like bright light would to us now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Pat couldn't even see heaven if God didn't give him glorified eyes, right? The brightness of that would shut his eyes down.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, right. He'll be the only one in heaven with shades, right? So, whoa, man, what's up?
Right.
And so he's describing, and we find out in the prophet Joel that when Joel prophesied, he talked about the day that God, and we're seeing, now listen, you have to understand, from our perspective, those that are abiding with God are hearing from God.
Yeah.
They're having mm-hmm. dreams, they're having visions, they're being led by God, and we're just watching what God does
mm-hmm.
and saying amen. And that's what we're having right here, because, you know, Nicole's begin to disciple Cooper
yeah.
and just teaching about the things of the Lord and teaching about abiding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so now he is hearing from God, hearing awesome. From God at 8 years old. So, sir, saying you're 30 years old and you can't hear from God, you need to go yeah. take the lesson from the children, because unless you become like a child, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Let's hear one more time. Nicole, the mother of Cooper, finding out that God is giving her son, her 8-year-old son Cooper, a dream of heaven and showing it to her. She's asking him questions about it. Listen up, just like what we just read from the Bible.
Okay, Cooper, you had a dream last night?
Yes, I had a dream about the Golden City.
Well, tell me about it. What did you dream?
I dreamed that there was Golden Cities. That there was a river and two trees mm-hmm. that grew fruit, that grew all kinds of fruit.
Different kinds of fruit on the one tree?
Mm-hmm.
And you said that there was a waterfall?
Mm-hmm. There was waterfall that the eye could see, so. And there's honey. And in the city, there it was gold. The houses were like townhouses.
And the city, the houses were made out of gold?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a city?
Yes.
And you said the last time you dreamed about the Golden City, it wasn't finished?
But it's finished now.
And this dream you just had, it's finished now?
And you understand that, we just read to you. He says, wow. I'm going to prepare a place for you, and it is finished. And listen, if you've been busy about just doing your thing and not paying attention, or you've been under someone who just quit listening to God and maybe not even let God's presence even in, you may be hearing this for the first time, but listen, there is so many happenings right now in the earth. The earth is crying out for our Lord's return. Now, Jesus doesn't know when he's coming back. Only the Father knows. But let me tell you something. It's not going to take, I believe there's going to be a huge harvest in the earth. You need to be prepared. You need to be prepared. But understand this. The moment this life ends, whether it's because you get a certain age, you know, and you pass away, or suddenly a tragic car accident, or something hits you that you can't catch your breath, or maybe you're in an earthquake, maybe you're in a hurricane, maybe you're in a tornado, maybe you're in a tower somewhere that the enemy hits, or maybe you don't know. When your life ends, you're either going to go where Cooper's describing, or you're going to go where, in the future, we're going to be talking about the divine revelation of hell and what hell is like. And God does not want you to go there. But you know what? The only reason you would go to hell is if you chose to go there. That's why we're telling you right now. make a choice for Jesus. Let's finish listening to Cooper. This is Cooper. He's 8 years old. His mother's talking to him about his dream he just had last night. He's describing heaven at 8 years old.
Can you tell me any more about what you saw?
A lot of people were in a hurry.
People were in a hurry? What were they doing?
Trying to get home.
They were getting home? What were you doing? Just watching?
And then I went further into the town.
You did? You went inside the city?
Uh-huh.
What did you see?
I saw God.
What did he look like?
He looked like... Well, I couldn't really see him. Because the sun was so bright.
He was so bright?
Yeah, he was so bright.
Couldn't really see him? Did you see anything else while you were there?
Angels.
You saw angels?
And I had wings, too.
You had wings, too?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing.
We just played a dream, fresh dream from Cooper. As a matter of fact, we got contacted in a way through Nicole about Cooper was just listening, and he was listening to as we were reading from the Bible, and he said he had no idea that that's in the Bible. Think about it. God shared with him. And people say, well, what would we do if we did not have the Bible? Mm-hmm. Cooper just explained what will happen.
Yeah.
What will happen is God will speak to us.
Right.
God does speak. And we have, and it's so important to give a shout out to Cooper and Nicole this morning in
Maryland.
Maryland this morning. And God is just speaking all over the place. I can't wait. Hopefully we're going to get Jamie in. I understand they have some stuff from Jamie in Texas.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to tell my what, my where, no, my word, my where, and my what.
Yeah.
And you only know what that means if you went to iabide.org. We're going to have another prophetic dream. We want to be able to play with you, play right now, but we're going to get it here. We're hearing God speak in so many ways right now. This is my concern right now is, and that's why we're here on VFN Radio, that talking to you is because very few people are talking about what the Lord says. Very few people are talking about, you know, what he says. And that they don't even believe he's speaking. You know, I was meeting recently with some men and women, and just understand it's like, my goodness, you don't even know that he speaks. And
yes, it's so awesome that God does speak, and he's constantly speaking to us, but we have to tune our ears to what the Spirit of God is saying. And that's why abiding is so important, because it's not something that we, you know, got to do, if you will, but it's something we get to do. And once people hear the voice of God, it's all over. You know, we were designed to have communion and fellowship with the Lord. That's what he wants from us. And for some reason, many have thought that that was a foreign thing, that was something that wasn't available to them. It was only available, the voice of God was only available to a restricted few, that it was available only to a certain minister or the pastor of a local fellowship. But no, it's the inheritance of every single believer, every son and daughter. God wants to fellowship with you and commune with you. And not only does he want to hear what you have to say, he's given us prayer as an opportunity, as a tool, if you will, a way that we can talk to him. But he also wants to speak to us. It's a relationship. And I just can't get away from Jesus' own words. He says, you will not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And we're living right now in a time, we're living in a season that, my goodness, the church has to hear the voice of God. There are decisions that have to be made. There's things that the Lord wants to tell us. And his voice is going to save. His voice can literally save your life. And it's amazing what happens when, on a consistent basis, you take the time to get a journal. And I'm telling you, we have a simple plan. It's free. It doesn't cost you a thing. You can go to vfntv.com. Actually, go to iabide.org. Go to iabide.org, and you can request a simple plan. But it's a way that you're going to be able to learn how to hear God's voice. Learn how to hear God's voice. The Bible really, I mean, it transforms from being a dictionary to becoming a living book where the author is present with you. And then you have this simple plan, you have your journal, and then you begin to read. And we encourage you, maybe you want to start in the book of John. There's four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And you begin to hear about God's love for you. And it's amazing how you just consistently set a specific time, if you have a specific place, and you have the right environment, which is, you know, conducive to hearing, quiet, you know, not people running around, you'll begin to hear. You'll begin to hear in your inner man. You'll begin to hear with spiritual ears what the Spirit of God, what God wants to say to you for that day. And it'll literally change your life.
And it's so important because understand that, as you see, Israel's being surrounded by great trouble right now. But you know what? God's getting ready to save Israel.
That's right.
So say, what happens before a great harvest? Great trouble. Great trouble. Hopefully we're going to have time. We might not have time to be able to. We're going to have in the extra hour. You're going to have to come back in the extra hour, because what we're looking at, what God's been speaking to us about and many others about, is great trouble is happening, by the way. If you didn't know it.
Yeah.
But it's going to be undeniable trouble that's coming. But understand what this means is that a great harvest is coming in. It's going to be the great days for the church. It's probably going to be the greatest days that we've ever seen. And so we're going to... Sharon Holderbaum, a woman of God, the Lord just spoke to her recently and kind of explained in detail about what's going to be happening, because it kind of nails what lets you know what's going to happen the storm wise. And listen, we wrestled against spiritual wickedness, but there's going to be some natural things going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like Cyprus and things. And we'll talk about that as well in the extra hour. But it's just so exciting to hear the Lord speak. You know, this is what the Lord told from the very beginning. He said, listen, he's talking to me. He says, listen, I got some things that I want to tell my church. I have some things I want to tell my church. And we're finding out as we begin to follow him and abide with him, all of a sudden he's just having this in-depth conversation and explaining every step of the way. You think, well, if trouble is coming, how will I make it? Because he will guide you.
That's right.
That's what it's all about. People want to get just one instruction and go do things their own way. Don't work that way with God. It's about having a relationship. It's about every day talking with him and spending time with him and saying, hey, good morning. I love you. Thank you, God.
Try.
You're so good. I had a great night's sleep, and you gave me a home or a house to be able to sleep in. You spoke to me in my sleep, and I just want to read about you, you know, and you pull out your Bible, and it's like, oh my goodness, the goodness of God. I'm just reading about Exodus this morning and all the things that God did, and how he's bringing us into the promised land, Israel into the promised land, and all the goodness, and oh, it's just, and you just have this encounter, and then he speaks to you, and you just write down what he impresses on you. I mean, it's just like this encounter, and then all day long, you just ponder the goodness of God. And where it says, where David laid in his bed at night, he would ponder the commands of God. What he's saying is he would ponder the conversation and the goodness of God.
And that's so wonderful, because as we get to meditate on that word that God shares with us, we can carry that with us throughout the entire day. It's amazing how that one word that morning, that one word that God spoke to you, you'll carry it with you, and it will not only minister to you, but you'll see opportunities which you'll be able to share that same word with somebody else. You know, that happened to me actually yesterday, where I hadn't just, you know, had encountered with God earlier, and I went into the store and wound up meeting a gentleman that I had met before. We just keep having these divine encounters.